Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Amen. To God be the glory. This is the day the Lord has made, and we are rejoicing and being glad in it. Yes. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. She said, anoint me, Lord. Hallelujah. You know, and that is our prayer, that God would anoint us afresh and anew each and every time that we come into his presence. So we pray, even as we come on these Tuesday nights, that God will continue to lay his hands on us, that God will continue to touch us, that God will continue to empower us, that God will continue to anoint us, hallelujah, afresh and anew, hallelujah. And I'm here to encourage somebody that no matter what you're going through, all you have to do is press your way into the presence of the Lord. Just press your way into his presence. In the book of Mark, chapter 5, even starting with verse 1, Jesus goes over to the other side with his disciples. And as he's going over to the other side, they encounter a storm. And the disciples thought that they were going to actually drown. They thought that the storm was going to take them out. And they got to the point where they began to awake Jesus, who was sleeping in the boat. And Jesus woke up and he said to them, at first and foremost, he reprimanded the wind and the waves. And then he said to his disciples, ye of little faith, why did you doubt? Amen. And then they got to the other side, and there was the demon-possessed man that came over to Jesus. And it says in Mark chapter 5 that he fell down at the feet of Jesus and began to worship him. He fell down and began to worship Jesus. And the demons began to speak out and said, what business do you have with us? And then they began to beg Jesus not to cast them out into the abyss, and they asked that Jesus would allow them to be cast out into the pit. And Jesus cast out the demons. There were many, there were legions of demons, thousands of demons in this man that had possessed this man. And Jesus cast the demons out, so that this same man that lived in the tombs, this same man that hurt himself, that cut himself, the same man that was screamed throughout the night, this very same man was found sitting, clothed, and in his right mind. My God, when God does it, he does it for real. When God gives you peace in your mind, he gives you peace for real. My God. And then finally, Jesus said, okay, let's go back to the other side. He went back to the other side. He met the woman with the issue of blood who had been bleeding for 12 years. And then he also ran into Jairus, who said that his daughter was dying, but he wanted Jesus to come to his house and lay hands on his daughter so that his daughter could live. And Jesus was walking with Jairus. The woman came and touched him, touched the hem of his garment. She became healed. My God. And at the same time, here come the people from Jairus' house, his friends, saying, don't bother the teacher anymore. Your daughter is dead. And Jairus looked at Jesus. Jesus looked at Jairus and said, don't be afraid. Only believe. And they got on down to Jairus' house, and Jesus put the people out that did not believe, people who laughed at him when they told Jesus the girl was dead. And Jesus said, she is not dead. She's not dead, but she's asleep. And they laughed at Jesus. Jesus put them out, and he took in his close disciples, and he laid hands on the girl. He called her name and said, Talitha Kume, get up, arise. And the girl got up, and they told Jesus, said, give her something to eat. Yes. Hallelujah. And don't tell anybody about this. So that whole chapter of Mark, that whole chapter 5, talks about God moving in the middle of impossible situations. Hallelujah. And we have to know that our God is still a God of impossibilities. He makes the impossible possible. God, hallelujah. As a matter of fact, God, when God brought you here to this earth realm. When you were birthed out through your mother's womb, my God, God sent you here with a purpose. Hallelujah. And he knew that he had a plan for you while you were here on this earth realm. He knew that he was going to use you for his glory. He already spoke a word over your life. He spoke you into existence, my God. Hallelujah. And just like Jesus said, come, let's go to the other side, God has already spoken pertaining to your life. The psalmist said in Psalm 139, before I lived a day, all of my days were written in your book. Hallelujah. Before I was a twinkle in my mother's eyes, my father's eyes, you already had my life planned out before I lived one of them. And he said, I praise you, O Lord, for the work of your hands, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made, and that I know full well. And you have to know that God has already prepared your life. He's prepared. The book of Ephesians says he's already prepared good works in advance for you to do. And Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10, he says that God prepared good works in advance for us to do. And God has already sent you your purpose here ahead of you. My God, your purpose was here when you got here. My God, hallelujah. So you have to know that no matter what storm you may encounter, no matter what troubles may come, no matter what afflictions may come, no matter what opposition may come, you have to know that there's already a word that's been spoken over your life. Hallelujah. And God is going to fulfill his purpose and his plan concerning you. The Bible says that God is faithful to complete the good work that he's already started in you. Hallelujah. Yeah. So you have to know that God is faithful. Hallelujah. And if he said it, that settles it. God is going to bring it to pass. He shall complete the good work that he has begun in you. Hallelujah. So I want to encourage you to press on in spite of the storm, and press on in spite of the wind. Press on in spite of the waves. Don't look at the sea. Don't look at the challenges that you face in life, but continue to keep your mind stayed on Jesus. Keep your eyes on the promise keeper. Keep your eyes, hallelujah, on the plan. Keep your eyes focused, my God, on what it is that you have to do in the land of the living, because you shall surely get to the other side, my God, hallelujah, because it's already been spoken. And when you get there, the demons are going to show up. You're going to have all kinds of opposition show up and try to cut off your destiny, try to stop your purpose. But let me tell you, the Bible also says that nothing can stop the hand of God. Oh, glory. Hallelujah. Nothing can stop the hand of God. God says, have I not spoken it? Shall it not come to pass? It will surely come to pass, because God has already spoken it pertaining to your life. Amen. Hallelujah. So you got to know that it will come to pass. Nothing can stop the plan of God, but you got to have faith. My God, he challenged them on the waters about their faith, and then he challenged Jairus on the road about his faith when the people came with a negative report. And I'm here to ask you right now, whose report are you going to believe? My God, I don't know about you, but I'm going to believe the report of the Lord. Hallelujah. I got to believe what God has said about me, because I've come this far by faith. My God, hallelujah. We come too far to give up now. Did you hear me? You come too far to quit. You come too far to throw in the towel. You come too far to turn around. You come too far to give up now. My God, hallelujah. The woman with the issue of blood knew something about that, Pastor Anthony, because she said to herself, I've been out here 12 years. I've been struggling. I've been bleeding. I've been ostracized. I've been persecuted. I've been talked about. I've been treated like dirt. My God, treated like dirt, because she was considered to be dirty. She was considered to be unclean. But she said, I know if I could just touch the hem of his garment, I know I'll be made whole. I know things will change. I know things will turn around if I could just touch the hem of his garment. And she pressed it, and she touched the hem of Jesus' garment. Hallelujah. You got to continue to press the hem of his garment. Hallelujah. And she touched Jesus, and things changed. My God, when you touch God, things change. Touch him with your praise. Touch him with your prayers. Touch him with your faith. Touch Jesus. Begin to touch him with your worship. My God, bow down before him. When you worship Jesus, demons have to flee. Amen. When you praise him, my God, when you have faith in him, my healing has to manifest. My God, miracles have to manifest. And as he's on the road with Jairus, Jairus had to interrupt the blessing. My God, I know what you know. You know that what it feels like to have people get ahead of you and get blessed ahead of you, and you have an interrupted blessing. Right. But interruption does not mean denial. Delay does not mean denial. My God, you might have had your blessing interrupted, but it has not been canceled out. My God, it has not been canceled out. It shall surely come to pass. Hallelujah. And Jesus said, keep on walking with me. I'm here to encourage you. Keep on walking with Jesus. Stay on the narrow road. Stay on the road. My God, hallelujah, with Jesus. Many are quitting. Many are giving up. Wide is the way that many are taking, but stay on the narrow path. My God, keep the faith. My God, hallelujah. Mix the word with faith. Keep believing Jesus. Keep believing God. Hallelujah. Stir up the gift that's on the inside of you. Keep walking with Jesus, because you will see, if you keep walking with Jesus, the end of the story goes that the girl was dead, my God. But when they got there, Jesus said, oh, no, it's not over. My God, so it might look like it's over, but I hear it came to pronounce that it's not over. It might look dead, but it's not over. It might look impossible, but it's not over. It might look like it's useless, but it's not over. My God, keep walking with Jesus, because Jesus came and he declared, little girl, I say to you, get up. And that's what God is saying, get up, get up. Rise up and praise me. Raise up and worship me. Raise up, hallelujah, and walk by faith. My God, the Bible says the just shall walk by faith. So continue to walk by faith, because at the end of your faith, there's going to be a breakthrough. At the end of your faith, there's going to be manifestation. At the end of your faith, there's going to be a miracle. At the end of your faith, my God, God's going to turn that situation around. He's going to resurrect some things. My God, hallelujah. Just like he resurrected the daughter of Jairus. He said, little girl, I say to you, get up. My God, hallelujah. So she got up. My God, this girl was 12 years old. My God. And that's what God is saying. It might be a long time that you carry this thing, and you might be young in years, or you might be older in years, but the time of your life, the times of your life are in God's hands, my God, because a day is like 1,000 years, and 1,000 years is like a day. So hold on and trust in the Lord. He will never leave you. He will never forsake you. And if he said it, he shall surely bring it to pass. Amen. God bless you. Amen. Keep pressing. Keep pushing. Keep believing God. You might be weary in your body, but don't get weary in your mind. Don't faint in your mind. Keep believing God. Don't let your faith waver. Keep believing God. Keep praying. Keep touching the hem of his garment. Amen. Because I got a feeling, Pastor, that everything's going to be all right. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you. Praise you, God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. As we continue to pray, we're going to continue in the spirit of prayer. Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, even as that word has been declared over our lives, Father God, it's not over until you say it's over. We thank you in the mighty name of Jesus that you will stir up our faith on tonight. Hallelujah.
Yes.
The first disciples asked you to increase their faith. And right now, in the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you for the capacity to believe your word at all costs. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah. Let us deny ourselves and let us move, hallelujah, into the mighty works that you have called us to do. Your word declares that greater works shall we do. In the name of Jesus.
Yes.
So we thank you, hallelujah, for the opportunity, Lord. We thank you for the open door. Oh, I feel the Holy Ghost. We thank you that you open doors that no man can shut, and you shut doors that no man can open. We thank you for breakthrough, and we thank you for manifestation of miracles. We have a spirit of thanksgiving on this prayer line, Lord, tonight.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus, our eyes have not seen, and our ears have not heard, nor has it entered into our hearts what you have prepared for us who love you. So right now, in the name of Jesus, we thank you that we're going to trust in you with all of our heart. And we are not going to lean to our own understanding.
Yes.
But in all of our ways, Lord, help us to acknowledge you. Help us to talk to you. Help us to communicate with you. Help us to go to you in prayer. Help us, hallelujah, to call upon the name of the Lord in this hour, in the name of Jesus, so we give a supernatural ability to do the impossible. As Pastor Rebecca said, all things are possible for those who believe according to your word.
Yes.
All things are possible according and for those who believe. So we thank you right now in the name of Jesus. Every spirit of doubt, every spirit of unbelief, every spirit of fear, because God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of love and of power, and of a sound mind, in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
So we thank you right now for the works that you have wrought through our hand. We thank you for a greater boldness and greater courage and a greater, in the name of Jesus, zeal in this hour to win through our witnessing, Lord, in the name of Jesus. May we witness to our neighbor. May we witness to those who you sent in the name of Jesus for us to talk to about Jesus. May we witness to our family members, Lord, in the name of Jesus, and talk about the goodness of God. May we witness to our neighbors and our coworkers and our classmates, in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
So, Lord, we thank you, hallelujah, in this hour that you would give us the ability through our testimony, through our story, through our trials and our tests, Lord, to declare the goodness of the Lord.
My
like David, oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. And right now, every good and perfect gift comes from above. And I pray for every person, every family represented on this prayer line, that you will put goodness in their house, that goodness and mercy will continue to follow them all the days of their life, that goodness and good gifts, good breakthroughs in the name of Jesus will happen, Lord. Good, hallelujah, hallelujah, Jesus. Lord, those who are expecting a miracle, those who are anticipating abundance, those, Lord, who, hallelujah, who is looking for you to do a work in their lives, meet every need right now in the mighty name of Jesus. You understand the need, Lord. Thank you for the car note being paid. Thank you for the mortgage being paid. Thank you for the tuition being paid. Thank you, hallelujah, for debt cancellation. In the name of Jesus, thank you that every sickness and disease have already been destroyed by the blood of Jesus. According to Isaiah 53, he was wounded for your transgressions. Let's make it personal. He was wounded for your transgressions. He was bruised for your iniquities. The chastisement of his peace was laid upon him for you, and by his stripes are you now healed. So walk in your healing in the name of Jesus. Don't see sickness. See yourself healed. Don't see pain. See yourself prospering. Don't see torment. See yourself with abundance in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, we thank you right now for every caller, those looking for jobs, those who need a financial miracle, those who need favor in the marketplace, those who need favor in the courtroom, those who need favor in the hospital. Oh, in the name of Jesus, we pray. I feel the Holy Ghost. We pray for every parent, every single parent.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, make a way out of no way in the name of Jesus. We thank you that we've never seen the righteous forsaken, nor their seed begging bread.
Yes, God.
So, Lord, meet every need.
Yes, Lord.
We thank you for breakthrough.
Thank you.
Bless every single parent. Bless every grandmother, every grandparent in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
Every father, Lord. Glory be to God. Make a way for aftercare. Make a way for daycare. Make a way, hallelujah, for all the extracurricular activities, Lord, that are in demand for our children. Make a way for the college tuition to be paid. Make a way for us to get the certifications and the education that would get us. Oh, glory
yes,
be to God.
Yes, Lord. Hallelujah.
God says, his word says, we ask not. James said, we have not because
yes.
we ask not.
Yes.
And when we ask amiss.
Yes.
So, Lord, when you bless us, and you will bless us, help us, Lord, according to your word. You've given us the ability to get wealth, but you said it's to advance your kingdom. I thank you for my job. I thank you for our household income.
Yes.
I thank you that you meet every need at New Creation Church. In the name of Jesus,
yes.
thank you for the food fellowship on Sunday. Thank you for the word that was preached on Sunday, that we're going to reap the rewards. We thank you for every member of New Creation Church. We thank you for every young person, every middle-aged person, every member, every ministry worker, in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, continue to send the multitudes.
Yes,
continue to send the laborers. In the name of Jesus, your word says the harvest is plentiful. The harvest is plenteous. The harvest is out there. Now you ask us to pray to send laborers, Lord. In the name of Jesus, thank you for Christians that are willing to work. Thank you for believers, Lord, that in the name of Jesus that was sacrificed, we thank you, glory be to God, for those who will be obedient to your word. In the name of Jesus, as you sent them out two by two, preaching the gospel, healing the sick, casting out demons. Oh, I feel God on this line tonight. In the name of Jesus, you're going to still do it during this 21st century. We're still going to cast out demons. We're still going to preach your gospel.
Yes.
We're still going to lay hands on the sick, and they're going to recover. In the name of Jesus.
Yes.
So, Lord, we thank you that you would keep us passionate about your word.
Yes.
We thank you that you won't let our fire be quenched. You won't let nothing or no one throw water on our fire. You'll keep us diligent for your word.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus, right now I pray for every person on this line that you would give them a greater capacity, that you would give them a greater desire, that you would give them a greater hunger, that you would give them a greater thirst, that you would give them a greater, in the name of Jesus, a greater desire for the kingdom of God. So, Lord, in the name of Jesus, help us not to be carnal in this hour, but let us take every thought captive and make it obedient to that of God. The devil is after the very elect of God. The devil is coming against the people of God, but no weapon formed against the people of God will be able to prosper in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
I decree and declare every chain is broken.
Oh.
Every curse is broken. We're going to open up the phone lines. We're going to take prayer requests. I know there's a testimony. I know there's a praise report of the goodness of God. We are still here, getting ready to cross over into a new month. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
For if it had not been for the Lord who has been on our side, where would we be?
Yes, Lord.
So, Pastor, I feel God.
My God.
And I thank God for every caller tonight.
Yes, Lord.
I thank God for every family.
Yes.
God bless every household.
Yes,
we plead the blood of Jesus over every house,
yes.
every situation, in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, we say, have your way.
Have your way, Lord.
Have your way,
yes,
God, in the mighty name of Jesus.
Yes.
So we thank you for breakthrough. Thank you for the manifestation of miracles. We thank you for divine, supernatural intervention
yes,
in the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
So, Lord, we'll continue to pray. We'll continue to believe.
Yes,
and we'll continue to trust you
yes.
in Jesus' name.
Jesus.
Well, we're going to open up the phone lines. Hallelujah.
Yes.
I feel God right now in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We're going to take this first caller.
Yes.
We're going to get to every call tonight.
Yes.
We just flowing tonight.
Glory.
Come on. Area code 270. Come on. To God be the glory. You are on the
Hallelujah.
Air. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father, for giving us unshakable, unmistakable faith in you. Thank you, Jesus, for the power, your powerful anointing flowing through the airways on this Tuesday night. Ooh,
yes.
Prayer power line. Thank you, Father. We come to you tonight, Father, lifting up the three, the Father,
yes.
The Son, and the Holy Ghost, giving you the highest praise of hallelujah. Father, I thank you for being the head of our lives, and I thank you again for New Creation Christian Ministers. Thank you, Father. Thank you for
thank
Pastor
you,
Anthony
Lord.
And Pastor
thank
Lisetta,
you.
Father. We come to you tonight, Father. Calling on you, Father, to continue to pour us our blessings, Father. And I thank you for that word brought forth from your daughter, Pastor Rebecca Simmons, Father. And we know your voice, Father. We have faith and believe and know that you are God. Your same voice that raised the boy near Nain, that same voice that stirred and woke Jairus' daughter, that same voice that spoke to Lazarus, that dead corpse, and he came forth. That is the same voice that we look for in each and every circumstance in our life, Father. That same voice at the end of the earth you will speak in the sea and now. Oh, Jesus, everything living will give up their dead and come forth, Father, because we know your word says in the end times, in the last days, every knee is going to bow and every tongue is going to confess that Jesus is Lord. Every tongue will confess that you are Lord because we know who you are. You saved us, Father. By faith we know we are saved. And by faith we serve you. And by faith we believe and know that you will supply our each and every need, Father. And at this time, Father, I thank you, Father, again for New Creation Christian Ministry, Father. I thank you, Father, for increasing their territory, Father. I thank you for supplying their each and every need there for your church, Father, that is sold out to you, the Son of the true and living God, Father. And I thank you, Father, to allow us to know that we walk not by sight, by faith in you, Father. Faith in you. We walk with spiritual eyes, Father, not knowing what you have already promised us. We know that we will receive, Father. It's not what we see that we know. We believe in you because you have gave us your promise and your command to prosper us, to enhance us, not to hinder or harm us, Father. And at this time, Father, I just want to thank you for this powerful flowing of the Holy Ghost on this line tonight, Father. And I want to thank you, Father, for allowing me to just tap into that source of power, Father. Just continue to use the pastors in Hillside, New Jersey, Father. Continue to give them increases, Father, spiritually, Father. Thank you for their health, wealth, and strength, Father. Thank you for blessing them bountifully financially, Father. Thank you for allowing them to stand in the gap, Father, for the ones who are lost in dark places, Father. Send them to present your light through them, Father. Continue to use their mouth as your mouthpiece, Father. Continue to have your way there, Father. We know the harvest, Father. The harvest is plentiful, Father. But we know the reapers are few, Father. Just allow them to train your people up in the manner that you want them to go. Lead them to you, the Son of the true and living God, Christ Jesus, you are. You rule and reign. Continue to triumph in each and every individual on this line, Father. Continue to allow us to hunger for you. Continue to allow us to have intimacy with you. Continue to allow us to love you, to glorify you, and to present the gospel of Christ Jesus into the dark places of this earth, Father. And at this time, Father, I just want to thank you once again for New Creation Christian Ministries, Father. And I thank you for giving us seed to sow into that ministry, Father. Thank you, Father, for putting it in my heart, Father. Have your way. You get all glory and honor. In the name of Jesus, I praise. In the name of Jesus, I thank you for the Simmons in New Creation Christian Ministry, Father. Amen and amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah. We magnify your name on tonight, God. There's none like you. Hallelujah, Shabbat Akata. Oh, glory to your name, Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah. We give you the highest praise. We magnify and exalt your name in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory. Glory, glory, glory. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, man.
Thank you.
Jesus said, if I be lifted up, I will draw all men unto me. If he be lifted up, he will draw all men unto him. And Brother Jamal, we thank God for you. You always lift him up. And Jesus, hallelujah, I believe heaven is rejoicing, even as you pray for New Creation Christian Ministries.
Yes,
thank you, hallelujah, for praying for our church over in the city of Hillside, New Jersey. We thank God for every prayer on this line, those who pray for our church, those who pray for me and my wife as the pastors. We thank God, hallelujah, and we receive it. In the name of Jesus. So, Lord, continue to bless him. Continue to use him. Continue to raise him up in the power. Continue to anoint him. Continue to empower him. Continue to enable him. Continue in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. So, Father God, use him for your glory. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Give him the resources, the education, all the things that he needs to do effective work for your kingdom. In the name of Jesus, thank you that he will manifest and receive everything that you have for him to receive this year. In the name of Jesus. So, Lord, I thank you. Hallelujah. That we bind up every spirit, we bind up every enemy, we bind up everything that's not of you, Lord, trying to bless us from this brother in the name of Jesus. So we free him up, and we thank you for the hedge, we thank you for the supernatural protection. We thank you, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, that you continue to raise him up. In Jesus' name, amen. 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 Well, we thank God for you, brother. Keep the faith. Keep fighting the good fight of faith in the name of Jesus. And we thank God for you. Amen.
Amen. Amen. And I love y'all. Thank God for the powerful prayers that y'all pray for me. Thank God.
Amen. God be the glory. Continue to bless him and the Rock Church and all those who he's affiliated and associated with out there in the name of Jesus.
Yes, God.
We thank God for him in the name of Jesus. We're going to continue to take calls. We're just going to ask you to press 1 on your phone, and we will get to every caller tonight.
Yes, Lord.
If you press 1, if you got a praise report, prayer request, a testimony, a praise report, we're going to take every caller tonight. So press 1 on your phone, and we're going to get to every caller. But we got another caller right now, area code 6678. We thank God for you tonight. God bless you.
To God be all the glory, Pastor Rebecca and Pastor Anthony. I received that powerful word. And I want to thank God for providing me and connecting me with such a powerful prayer line. It has changed my whole entire life since I've been on this prayer line. It's so powerful, and I look forward to go on it every Tuesday. I want to thank God for providing me with a home to live, with a job that I don't even have to leave my house. I don't have to leave my house at all. I can just get up and start working. I save gas. I don't have to dress up to go to work because the job is right here at home, and I thank God for that. I thank God for my family. I thank God for my friends. I thank God for Pastor Rebecca and Pastor Anthony that they've made such a change in my life for me. And, you know, Pastor Rebecca and Pastor Anthony, when I first started, you know, coming on the line, I've come a long way. And to God be all the glory.
Yes.
And I found myself lately that I always have like a praise song in my heart. I spend a lot of time singing praise songs. And even when I'm going to sleep, or even sometimes when I get up in the middle of the night, that's the first thing that comes to my head. I'm singing a praise song to God because he's been so good to me. He has given me so much strength to go through everything that I'm going through or that I've been through and what I'm going to go through. I know that he's going to be there with me side by side. And I just want to give thanks to God for just loving me so much and showing me that, you know, he is everything. Without him, we can't do anything. So I want to give thanks to God. And so I do have a song that I want to sing.
Amen.
And it's
real
short. So, and it goes like this. It says, "You are my strength, strength like no other, strength like no other reaches to me. In the fullness of your grace, in the power of your name, you lift me up, you lift me up. You are my hope, hope like no other, hope like no other reaches to me. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for being so
amen.
Good to me.
Thank you, amen. Wow.
For all the strength you've given me. Thank you. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank
to God
you, Jesus.
Be the glory.
Thank
my God.
God,
you know, and I just love the song
thank
that the Lord
you,
sends you and
yes.
asks you.
Thank
you,
Lord.
My
yes.
God, to God
yes.
be the glory
you,
for the great things that he
thank
has done
Lord.
And he's doing
yes.
in your life. My God,
I love him
hallelujah.
So much. Hallelujah,
Jesus.
Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. He provided so much for me. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Thank you,
yes.
Jesus. Thank you. Hallelujah. Thank
yes.
you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Lord. Thank you. Yes, Lord Jesus. Thank you.
Hallelujah. We just thank God
thank
for you
God.
And for everything that he's doing in your life. And even as you were talking and talked about having that song in your heart, there's
long.
A scripture that says they shall go forth with singing. My God.
Yes.
And I was looking for it in the Bible. I thought it was Isaiah 61, but it's actually Isaiah 55. Where God talks about his word, my God, and he talks about his word not coming back to him void, my God, hallelujah.
Yes,
Isaiah 55, 11, actually 55, verse 8, he says, for my thoughts are not your thoughts, neither are your ways my ways, saith the Lord. For as the heavens are higher than the earth, so are my ways higher than your ways, and my thoughts than your thoughts. For as the rain cometh down and the snow from heaven, and returneth not thither, but watereth the earth, and maketh it bring forth and bud, that it may give seed to the sower and bread to the eater,
yes.
so shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing wherein I sent it. For you shall go out with joy and be led forth with peace. The mountains and the hills shall break forth before you into singing, and all the trees of the field shall clap their hands. Instead of the thorns shall come up the fir tree, and instead of the briar shall come up the myrtle tree, and it shall be to the Lord for a name, for an everlasting sign that shall not be cut off. And that's what God was talking about at the beginning of the hour when he had put that word in my heart to talk to the people of God about his word that has already been spoken over our lives. And God has already spoken a word over your life, Sister Maria. And ever since you started fellowshipping with us, God has been speaking that word over your life. He's been
thank
speaking
you,
prosperity
Jesus.
Over your life. He's been speaking provision over your life. He has been speaking peace over your life. He has been
thank
speaking
you.
Joy over your life, healing, restoration. All of these
yes,
things, and
Jesus,
I've watched
thank you,
God.
Jesus.
We have watched God.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank
over
you.
And over, my God.
Thank
and
you,
over
Lord.
Again. And
thank
he is
you.
So faithful that he said, you shall go out with joy, my God.
Thank
and not
you,
only
Lord.
Are you
thank
singing,
you.
But he said the trees will break forth with singing.
Yes.
So when you
thank
nature
you.
Sings, my God, hallelujah.
Thank you for hallelujah.
He says, for the garment of heaviness, I'll give you the garment of praise.
Thank
my God,
you,
that's Isaiah 61. He talks about giving us the garment of praise. He talks about for your shame. He said, I will give you double for your shame. My God.
Thank you, Lord.
My God.
Thank
God
you,
and God is just speaking that over your life. And the more you praise
you,
him, the more God blesses you. The more
yes,
you praise
Lord,
him,
you.
He's the more he favors you.
Only believe, my God.
God.
Yes.
Just
yes.
believe,
yes.
my God. And God is saying that to somebody. I speak that to every household. I speak that to every heart. Believe, my God. Believe, believe. Don't try to figure it out. God's already worked it out, my God. Don't try to figure out how God's going to do it. Just know he's going to bring you through it, my God. Don't try to, don't try. Just believe, my God. Just believe. Don't labor to make things happen. Don't labor in your own strength, because your strength is no match for the strength of God. Just believe. God says, mix the word of God with faith. Just put your faith on it, my God. Believe God. God's getting ready to make it happen for you, my God. You hear the praise reports coming from other people, and the devil is a liar. I bind up the spirit of doubt and frustration right now, where the devil tries to make you think that it's not going to happen to you. And even those people who have opened their mouth to lie to you, that the devil has used to tell you that it's not going to happen for you, my God, I want you to know tonight that the devil is a liar and the truth is not in him. Don't believe the report of the devil. Don't believe the report of flesh. Don't believe what people are saying you can't do. Don't believe them when they tell you that you can't be all that God has called you to be. Don't believe them when they tell you that it's useless. Don't believe them when they tell you that you should just give up, that you should just stop believing, stop trying. But you got to believe the Lord. You got to believe in something. But why not believe in Jesus? Why not believe in God? Why not believe in the power of the Holy Ghost? My God is not dead. He's still yet alive, and he's still moving on the behalf of his people. Don't be afraid. Believe God. I bind up the spirit of fear right now. I bind up the spirit of doubt and frustration. I bind up the spirit of discouragement and depression. I bind up every hindering spirit right now in the name of Jesus. As the band with the demon, with the legions of demons, had to be set free, Pastor. And Jesus showed up on the scene. And there's an anointing on this line right now. And God is casting out demons. He's casting out demons right now by the power of the Holy Ghost. And we cast out every demon on assignment. We cast off every demon that's oppressing the people of God. And we declare that you are loosed in the name of Jesus, that you are set free from demonic possession, that you are set free from demonic oppression, that the devil has no power over you. If you're not saved right now, I speak the power of the Holy Ghost for salvation and deliverance over your life. If you haven't been walking with God, I speak an awakening of the Holy Ghost in your life. If you are saved, I stir up the power of the anointing in your belly. I wake up the spirit that lives on the inside of you, and I speak life to you on tonight. And we declare that you shall live and not die, and declare the works of the Lord. And we declare right now, you can open your mouth by faith and shout hallelujah. Shout hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Just say thank you, Jesus, right where you are. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. God hears you right where you are. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. They say it's the highest praise. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Believe. 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 In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Believe. Go ahead and praise him. Go ahead and worship God. Hallelujah. Let your heavenly language flow. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. We thank God. We're going to take another call over. Sister Mary, she blessed me. And she said, I can wake up in the middle of the night and have a song in my heart and in my spirit. She tapped into something. And I pray we all heard her on this prayer line. The joy of the Lord is your strength.
My God.
The joy of the Lord is your strength.
Yes.
So we got to keep singing. Keep a song in your heart.
Jesus.
Area code 908-908. We thank God for you tonight. God bless you.
Praise the Lord, Pastor Anthony, Pastor Rebecca.
God prayer bless line. You.
God bless you both. Amen. I just want to say.
Yes.
I didn't hear you, Pastor. What did you say?
I said, God bless you, daughter.
Oh, God bless you. I just want to say, his mercies are new every day, and I'm grateful for his mercies. Every day you get up, there's his mercy. He allowed me to open my eyes every day to put my feet on the floor to breathe another breath. I am very grateful today.
Yeah.
And for those that are not grateful today, get grateful because God didn't have to do it. He didn't have to do it. The joy of the Lord is your strength. That strength right there all by itself, praise God.
My God.
God's mercies are new every day. Mercy on your house, mercy on you waking up, mercy on you going to work, watching over your kids, coming and going. His mercy is so great. Sickness in your family, you being able to help someone, not being able to help someone, but he brought you all through it with his mercy. He said he prayed for us. He prayed to God for us. That's Jesus telling God, telling us that he prayed to God for us.
Oh,
so imagine how much we mean to him. Today I was feeding the birds outside, and the cars were coming, and the birds wouldn't stop. A car ran right into the bird, and the car just kept on going. I said, oh, God, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. I thought I killed the bird. You would think I killed the bird.
Mm-hmm.
And it bothered me so bad, I went out there, and I got up the little bird, and I put him on the sidewalk, and then when I looked, the bird was gone. Somebody had picked the bird up or whatever. But God said in his word that he cares for us more than he cares for those birds out there or the lilies. If I'm saying it correctly, if I'm saying it incorrectly, please forgive me, but I think you know what scripture I'm coming from.
Yes, yes, go ahead.
So, I just thank God for his mercy, his kindness, his goodness, my ups, my downs, my ins, my outs, my woes, my chose, everything. Everything that I go through every day, whether it's good or whether it's bad, I learn how to just praise him and say, Lord, I thank you, and to be grateful for his mercy. And I want the saints of God to have compassion on someone else that don't have, I don't care if they need a quarter, a nickel, a dime. If you have it, give it to them. Don't look at them and say, oh, God don't look at us like that. If he did, where would we be?
My God.
We are in such a better place than where we were, praise God. Praise God for that alone. Yeah, we may not be able to feed ourselves today or tomorrow, but still we're not 6 feet under. We still have a chance. God gave us a pass to go on another day, praise God. So do your best all in this day, all in this day. His mercy endure forever. Amen. That's all I want to say. I love each and every one of you. God bless. Thank you, Pastor.
Well, we thank God. The powerful words tonight, Sister Lord. We thank God every caller heard what you said, that we need an attitude of gratitude. We need a spirit of thanksgiving because we all can look at our lives and find something to complain about. But as you said, if we look at the goodness of God and not be oblivious to the obvious, that he keeps doing what we cannot possibly do. And we thank God, amen, as you have declared out of your own life, good or bad, indifferent. I think it's in the book of 1 Thessalonians. Yeah. He said, in all things give thanks. Not for all things, but it says, in all things give thanks. In other words, count it all joy.
Lord.
My God. Count it all joy, James said. But in 1 Thessalonians, it said, in all things give thanks.
Yes.
And that's what you shared tonight. It's biblical what you're talking about. So we thank God, as you said, we are a blessed people, and we need to give God thanks for all the goodness and good things that he do for us daily. Amen.
Amen.
Let us pray for you very quickly. Father,
yes.
We thank you for Sister Lori tonight in the name of Jesus. We thank you for her being part of our church family and Elijah and Ashley and Isaiah, Lord, the grandbaby in the name of Jesus, her elder daughters. Bless her household. Bless this woman of God, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Continue to financially, Father God, do a work in her life. Spiritually, continue to build her up.
and mature her in the things of God.
Yes.
We thank you in the name of Jesus that she has the mind of Christ, Lord, that this mind be in her, which was also in Christ Jesus. So continue, Lord, to strengthen Sister Lori and raise her up to, in the name of Jesus, as a mother and a daughter and, Father God, a ministry worker in the name of Jesus. We thank you for her life, and we thank you for her servitude. We thank you for her witness, Lord, even her testimony in the name of Jesus. So continue to bless her, keep her, and cover her. In Jesus' name.
My God.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Well, we thank God. Amen. We thank God for what you shared tonight. And I believe everyone was blessed by it. Amen.
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 To God be
glory. God bless you, daughter. Amen. Thank you for releasing that word. Amen.
Amen. Obedience is better than sacrifice.
All right. All right. To God be the glory. To God be the glory. But we thank God for Sister Lori. As she said, she's caring about the animals and feeding the birds. And it's amazing how she said, it is in Matthew 6 where the lilies of the field and the fowls and the birds of the air, they don't reap, they don't spin, they don't sow, yet our Father in heaven provides for them.
That's it.
And it goes on to say, how much more will he take care of us as human beings, as people, especially those of us who are the sons and daughters of God, who have said yes to his will and yes to his way. Hallelujah. But we're going to go off to here. I'm going to pray for my mother. Father, in the name of Jesus, bless Mother Mae Thomas, every caller in the name of Jesus who did not press one. Bless every caller.
Yes,
bless every household. Bless Mother Mae Thomas down in Sanford, Florida, in the name of Jesus. Continue to keep her and guard her, Father God, and meet every need in the name of Jesus.
Yes,
thank you that you bless her children and her grandchildren in the name of Jesus.
Yes.
Kevin, Carlo, and Sister Benita, Lord, we cover them with prayer right now. Even the baby, days away from entering into this earth, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for a healthy delivery. We thank you for Benita, in the name of Jesus, that you were bless that young lady, Father God. Hallelujah. She's getting ready to enter into motherhood. We thank you for her life, and we thank you for Brother Kevin in the name of Jesus, the Carlo family, Sister Carmen and her husband, her other children and grandchildren. In the name of Jesus, bless every member, Lord. Minister Andre and Sister Tika and so many members, Lord, of Sister Jeanette, just so many members of the Creation Church and everyone represented on this prayer line, Georgia and Florida and New York and New Jersey, in the name of Jesus. We thank you for every caller represented tonight in the name of Jesus. And we continue to pray and we continue to believe. Pastor, you said believe.
Believe.
What a powerful word.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Believe. Hallelujah. Just believe, God says. Believe. And I feel the Spirit. Because he wants us to rest, my God, in his finished work.
Whoa.
God wants us to rest. And a lot of us are laboring in our faith.
Don't
we're
worry.
Laboring. We have faith and we're believing God, but we're moving like everything depends on us. Hallelujah. But we got to believe God, and we have to move and go through life with a peace that knows that everything depends on him, because he put his word on it, and he's surely going to bring it to pass.
Amen.
So we have to rest in the finished work of Christ. Hallelujah. Jesus nailed it to the cross. Hallelujah. So we just thank God for Jesus, and we thank God for the rest. That word speaks to me today, because I was feeling a little bit overwhelmed, but God spoke to me during this time of prayer, and he said, rest. Hallelujah. So I give that word to you on tonight. Don't let this world overwhelm you. Don't let life overwhelm you. Don't let circumstances overwhelm you. Just rest. rest in the promises of God. I'm standing on the promises of Christ, my Savior, standing on the promises of God. Hallelujah. Lord, we just pray, Father God, and we thank you, Lord, for this prayer line. Lord, we thank you, Lord, for Sister Tina, God, and for her mom, God. We thank you for answering our prayers, Father God, and healing her body, God. So we thank you, Lord, for manifesting healing, God, for miracles and for breakthroughs in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you for advances for being your legal, God. Continue to give her peace, oh God, even in the middle of every situation, God. We thank you, Lord, for opening doors for Sister Jeronette, God, in the name of Jesus, that no man can close, God. We thank you for mercy and favor, God, over her life, God. We thank you on tonight for Sister Carmen and her husband, God, in the name of Jesus. Continue to bless that man of God, Brother Kyle, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Continue to have your way in his life, God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, we love you and we bless your name, God. Lord, bless those across the sea, God, who are being, Father God, persecuted by ISIS, oh God. We bind up the hand of the devil right now, God. And Lord, we speak peace for persecuted Christians. We speak peace and deliverance for persecuted Christians, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, those who don't have the freedom of their faith, God, Lord, we thank you, Lord, Father, for interceding on their behalf. We pray for Israel, and we pray for the Jews for Jesus, and we pray for those, God, who believe, Father God, and Father God, who are having a tough time in their faith, God. Continue, Father God, to touch and deliver and heal and protect, oh God, protect. And we pray for the homeless in New Jersey and the United States. And we pray, Father God, for the lost. And we pray for the hurting. We pray for souls to be saved, God, in the name of Jesus. Let those who don't know you come to know you, oh God. And Lord, we give you the glory. We give you the honor. We give you praise. We pray for Hakita, my daughter, and my grandchildren, God. Continue to have your way in their lives, oh God. Continue to bless her and make a way out of no way, God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, let your will be done, God, in the name of Jesus. Even as she, Father God, goes through what she's going through, Father God, she considers relocating, oh God. We pray, Father God, that your angels would be with her, oh God, and continue to direct her steps, God, in the name of Jesus. So, Lord, we love you. We pray for the Rock Church, oh God, in Elizabethtown, oh God, Kentucky, God. Continue to bless that church and bless the pastors and bless, Father God, every church represented on this phone tonight, God. So, Lord, we love you. Bless New Creation Christian Ministries, God. Expand our territory. Bless us indeed, oh God. Let your hand of favor be upon us. Keep us from evil, oh God. Expand the tents of our borders, oh God. The borders of our tents, oh God. Hallelujah. Let your name be glorified in our bits, oh God. Hallelujah. We thank you for supernatural expansion, oh God. We thank you for saving souls in that local assembly, God. We thank you for saving souls and changing lives. We thank you, Lord, for bringing them from the north, the south, the east, and the west, God. We thank you, Lord, for bringing in souls and lives and laborers, Father God, into that local assembly at 1482 Maple Avenue. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. To God be the glory. I believe that's it. We're going off the air tonight. Listen, we thank God for Woman to Woman with Pastor Rebecca. Keep us in prayer as we're on the airwaves on Monday nights from 7 to 8. And God is bringing a whole lot of gifts of the body to the forefront. Amen. And we believe lives are being changed. We're advancing the kingdom of God. So keep us in prayer as we go forth and do that ministry. That is my heart, radio and TV. God has told me to launch out into the deep. So we are on the radio now, right here, Block Talk Radio, every Monday night, the same number at 7 o'clock. And then we're going to be doing TV very soon. My God. Very soon we'll be doing TV, amen. And then we have Wednesday night is our Bible study church night. Thursday night we do addiction recovery at the local assembly. Wednesday and Thursday, 1482 Maple Avenue, Hillside, New Jersey, at 7:30 p.m. Sunday is our service, our worship service, and that's at 12:30 on Sunday. Come out and be a part of what the Lord is doing in that local assembly, my God, and the Holy Ghost will meet you there. God bless you. We love each and every one of you. We thank God for each and every one of you. We pray daily, and we thank God for your prayers. Amen. For each and every one of you. God bless you. Mother, I love you. Amen. I love you, Mom. And I love each and every one of you on this line. Go in peace and serve our God. Amen.
Options are few. I'm trying to pray, but where are you? I'm all churched out, hurt and abused. I can't pray. What's left? I'm weak, no strength to fight, no tears to cry, even if I try, but still my soul refuses to die. My heart's torn to pieces. It's my all.